I'm talking with Julie Brown, Human Resource Manager for U.S. Digital. Julie, you get a lot of job applications across your desk. How do you narrow them down?
One of the very first things that gets my attention is whether or not they follow the direction of even submitting an application and a resume. And my eye immediately goes to work experience, because I put a lot of time into drafting those job descriptions, and I want to see the same in return. I want to see that someone put thought into this resume and that it's clear and concise and it relates specifically to the job that they're applying for. The initial impression is, can they actually write their work experience out so that I can understand it? And are there gaps in their employment? And a lot of times people will want to only provide on that resume the work experience that's for that position. And that's okay. But what you still want to do is account for the years in between. You may not need to put all those skills and abilities that you had in a job that's unrelated to what you're applying for, but at least give us a chronological timeline of your work history. If you're writing a cover letter, make sure it's not so generic that I can tell that it's just another one you've submitted. Let me know that you're actually applying for this position with this company. Many, many times I get people that will have the wrong job listed in the cover letter that they're applying for. So you can tell it was one that they've replaced from another job. But this is the impression that you're making. You don't pay attention to detail. And that's something that usually is needed in a position that you're applying for. I'm looking for things like your longevity. Do you hop from job to job? Do you only have 1 year history, but 25 jobs listed in, you know, a short amount of time? Make sure that your references, if you list them, make sure they're valid contact numbers. I can't tell you how many times I've called the references and the numbers have not worked.
So when I submit my resume, you want to see my skill set first.
Yeah. There's a balance, because I've seen resumes that to drill down to what they actually are skilled at or their actual work history, there's so much fluff. Well, then I wonder sometimes, what are you trying to avoid me seeing? But really what I want to see is, in addition to that, I want to see your objective and I want to see your work history. And then I'm looking for some of the buzzwords that were in the job description.
Are there some words I should avoid using, like energetic, passionate, team player?
I think those are all great words, and I think they all do grab your attention. But in addition to being general, then tell me why. Give me one or two specifics as to why you are those things.
What do I need to do to convince you that I'm the right candidate for the job?
Well, you used a good word there, because convinced, it's not a matter of convincing me. It's, are you the best person? I want the best person for that job.
Well, I am.
Then tell me why. And don't tell me because I can learn really fast. You know, some of those generic words. I want to know why. I want to know, what experience do you have? Yes, there are always first impressions. But things that I'm going to say these and they seem so generic, but it's still really true. Be clean. Have good hygiene. And dress appropriately for the interview based on what you're applying for. You do have the eye contact and do shake the hand. And do your best to present yourself well. And don't apologize for who you are. And I think that's a real important one, because if you're not confident in your skills and abilities, it's very difficult for me to be confident in you being that person for that position. Following direction, especially during the interview, if I'm asking you, tell me about a situation when you had to coach an employee to improve, I want to know, well, one day I had this employee where we had to do so-and-so and address such-and-such. But to say, oh, I'm really good at doing that, I would normally say this. Well, that's not what I asked. I asked you to tell me about a time, because it gives me real life experiences. Yeah. We all can have the right answers and give you the generalities, but to actually tell me about your experience, that's what I'm trying to get with a lot of the questions that we ask. Things to avoid, don't go on and on and on and on. And some people really like to hear themselves talk. Be specific in your answers. Don't fidget. And a lot of people get, it's so hard being interviewed, but people get nervous. And unfortunately, you have one shot to make this impression most of the time. So as a general rule for myself, when I've been interviewed, I hold my hands together just to keep myself from fidgeting, because that's usually one of the things you do, is people talk with their hands a lot, or they shake their leg, or their hands shake. And while that's all really normal, just to come across as someone who's calm and confident, to keep yourself poised as much as you can, that's important.
I have been told I need to prepare for an interview. What does that mean?
I think it's important to know the company that you're interviewing for. And while you don't have to be the expert on the history, it shows that you care about what you've applied for if you can ask a question during the interview about the company mm-hmm. or about the position that you've applied for. Almost every company is going to have something on the internet, so it's not difficult to do.
I made it through the interview process, and you offer me a job. How much leeway do I have to negotiate the salary or benefits?
It depends on the position, to be honest with you.
From a recruiter's position, are there concerns about hiring people who have been in the workforce for 20 years or longer?
You know, I know that's a touchy subject for a lot of people, but don't apologize for who you are. And I think, again, when someone starts by apologizing for their skills and abilities, that's not a good thing. And I'll have a really hard time believing you can do the job if you can't believe it either. But I have had people that have come in and blown me away with their experience and their portfolio and, taking the initiative to bring examples of what they've done even through the years has been awesome. But I've also had the flip side where someone comes in and starts the interview apologizing for who they are and for their experience. Then they're not the right person for the job.
Thank you, Julie, for taking the time to give some insight on what employers are looking for when hiring.